Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sonata Software Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Samir Dhir, CEO and Managing Director from Sonata Software Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, operator. A very warm welcome to this conference to all of you. We will discuss our strategy and the financial results for the Q2 quarter ended September 30th, 2023. I thank you for joining us today. I appreciate your valuable time and support. We are proud and excited to deliver yet another quarter of industry-leading growth despite the macro geopolitical issues, economic challenges, and slowdown of tech spending across geographies. Our big bets and continued investments are delivering outcomes, and they're delivering very well. We are moving well to scale Sonata as per our vision. Team Sonata remains committed to judiciously accelerate the growth curve and build scale, and scale in terms of large deals, clients, markets, partnerships, and talent. With that, let me cover an update on our strategic goals first. As a recap, our objective is to be the fastest-growing modernization engineering company powered by a unique platform vision framework, with a goal to achieve revenue of $1.5 billion by the end of FY26 with an international EBITDA of low 20s. We called out this strategy about 4-5 quarters back. We are very pleased to inform you that the international business crossed $80 million run rate in Q2 FY24. This is right after crossing $75 million in Q1 FY24. In Q2, we delivered industry-leading growth of 4.6% quarter-on-quarter and 40% Y-on-Y. That is at the back of 4% Q-on-Q last quarter and 4.5% Q-on-Q a quarter prior to that. Our India business is consistently delivering strong growth and industry-leading ROCE. We're very proud of the achievements of our team in Q2 quarter. Our strong focus on driving modernization engineering with sharp focus on cloud and data is driving a growth curve through large deals. We continue to deliver tremendous progress towards our strategic goals of consistently winning large deals, M&A focus, and verticalization. Let me provide you an update on the progress on our strategic goals. Let me start with M&A first. Quant Systems Inc., a company we acquired about a couple of quarters back, was an historic acquisition for Sonata. It provided a strong foothold into our invest verticals of healthcare life sciences and banking financial services. Quant is now fully integrated to Sonata. Our investments in sales and marketing is enabling us to scale Quant accounts rapidly. The synergy pipeline is well over $150 million now. We've come a long way in the last two quarters with Quant. As far as large deals are concerned, we're delighted to report our large deals pipeline is now 38% of our total pipeline, which is about a 3x jump compared to same time last year. Let me provide three large deals that we won in the quarter, which is in the most recent quarter. Deal number one, this client is a premier third-party logistics company that provides supply chain solutions. We are going to build and maintain their logistics solutions across all lines of business, including transportation, distribution, fulfillment, and warehousing. We won this contract against stiff competition by leveraging our strong data analytics, cloud, architecture, and engineering capabilities. This is a U.S.-based company, and this is a multi-year contract. Second large deal we won in the quarter is a leading network service provider powering global connectivity for new media providers, telecom carriers, and enterprises. We signed a large multi-year contract to transform their core business and financial processes, leveraging our cloud data and Harmony.AI platform. We are delighted that with this win, as our Harmony.AI platform is our first multi-year AI win, using our responsible-first AI approach, which differentiates against the competition. The third large deal is for a client which is a leading industrial steel and mill services steel maker. Clients wanted to modernize their existing trading platform with a next-gen scalable solution. Sonata proposed a solution to develop and implement a next-gen trading platform. This solution will implement over multi-years for the client and will build a centralized platform for trade execution, position monitoring, and risk management. If you recall, we have announced several large deals over the last 4 to 5 quarters, every quarter at least 2 or maybe 3. And this quarter, we're proud to announce three large deals again. With that, let me move to the third strategic area, which is the verticals and geographies. And let me provide you an update on the key verticals that we're focused on. First, BFSI. With the interest rates on the rise and the mortgage and lending rate of the banks and witnessing cost pressures, we're looking at innovative ways to really help our clients in that area. In the banking space, we are taking market share due to continued focus on data privacy, which was an offering we got through Quant acquisition, efficiencies using automation and AI, which is the capability that Sonata has built, and really consumer-facing application work for in the consumer space for the banks. We are pursuing several large programs where clients want to drive rapid digitization for the consumer-facing applications and offerings. We are very bullish about our positioning in the banking space, where we continue to take market share away from Generation 1 companies. On the healthcare and life sciences side, the shift towards value-based care and technological advancements have led to development of new treatments and medical equipment, leading to overall positive outlook for the HLS industry. We are taking again market share in the healthcare and life sciences space through modernization and automation focus. In the retail and manufacturing vertical, after our historic win of $160 million TCV that we announced earlier this year, that continues to power our growth. But in addition, we are winning large deals in this segment with a need to innovate across the board by these clients to accelerate their supply chain and time to market efficiencies, really bringing digital as the core of their business. In the TMT vertical, as we mentioned earlier, we are seeing some softness in the high-tech industry in select few clients, and the softness has continued in Q2 as well. For TMT sector, overall, we remain positive. As they turn to spend later this year, we expect we will continue to grow with them. We continue to collaborate with a Fortune 25 technology giant to accelerate their ability to bring new products and features to the market. We are cautiously optimistic as companies are adopting newer AI technologies in the core engineering areas as well. With that, let me move to provide an update on scale. We are making key bets, especially in the AI and generative AI space. Sonata aims to lead the AI wave from the front with its AI-powered solutions of Harmony.ai, and we expect that to be 25% of our revenue in 2 to 3 years' time from now. Responsible First AI is gaining significant attention from our clients because our proposition and offerings are unique. We have had 50 clients show some active interest in working with us, in addition to the large deal, or multi-year large deal we just talked about. Our Harmony.ai is a bouquet of industry solutions, service delivery platforms, and accelerators using GenAI capabilities. In the most recent quarter, Sonata assisted a Fortune 25 technology giant in integration of open source GenAI models to Azure ML. The solution helped their AML team make view into the model health, performance, and status to decide on onboarding, provided scalability to process thousands of models in less than a week instead of multiple weeks earlier. The second bet we have made on scale is Fabric, Microsoft Fabric. If you recall, Sonata is the only India-based SI partner that has been called out by Microsoft to lead the launch for Fabric platform for Microsoft. Our team of over 300 data engineers are enabling our clients to leverage this new paradigm of Fabric end-to-end analytics SaaS platform. We continue to witness significant pipeline build on Fabric as we move forward. We are in active conversations with 70 clients as they embrace and adopt Fabric as we move forward. The third key bet on scale is partnership ecosystems. We continue to make rapid progress with our partnerships with Microsoft, AWS, Google, UiPath, SAP, Salesforce, and ServiceNow, in addition to MetricStream which is our BFSI partner. I'm proud to share with you outstanding accolades that our teams won in the quarter. We won Microsoft Inner Circle Award, a partner award with Microsoft. Everest Group announced us as the leading global analyst, as the leading provider for cloud services in North America and Europe. And Sonata also recently won Infra Awards for outstanding demonstration of sustainability. And we will continue to remain committed to our ESG endeavors as we move forward. We will scale our India business with a sharp focus on annuity business. With that, let me provide an update on talent. Sonata University, that was launched a few quarters back, witnessed a sharp jump in enrollments. Now, 5 out of every 6 Sonatians is engaged in active learning within Sonata using Sonata University infrastructure. To continue to build Sonata as a global firm, diversity and inclusiveness is a high focus area for us to grow. Our current diversity ratio is 30-70, and our global D&I council charter is to make strides towards making it 35-65 in 3 to 4 years time from now. With that, let me provide you an update on the quarter's performance. In Q2, our international services business grew 4.6% quarter on quarter, 40% Y on Y. In constant currency terms, we witnessed 5.2% quarter on quarter and 38.5% Y on Y growth. Our Q2 console PAT grew 3.4% quarter on quarter. Operating margins before Forex, FX and OI for the international was at 23.1%. Gross contribution in domestic business grew 16.5% Y on Y. In Q2, we had a strong order booking with a book-to-bill of 1.24. In the international business. We have 32 large deals in pipeline, and our large deals pipeline is 25% up quarter on quarter. From operating efficiencies perspective, we improved our utilization by 1.4% in the quarter. As we mentioned in the last call, we had hired people in Q1, and that gave us a full quarter impact in Q2. Our large deal of $160 million that we announced earlier in the year is fully ramped up now. And the transition is at this point in time is completed. We now have 17 clients with more than 3 million annual revenue at Sonata. Last year, same time, this number was 9. We have almost doubled more than 3 million revenue clients in last 1 year. In addition, we have 11 clients with greater than 5 million run rate for Sonata now. I'm also pleased to announce the bonus share. In the last 1 year, our back-to-back industry-leading financial performance has yielded stock returns of over 100% for our shareholders. In recognition of the support and confidence of our esteemed investors in our company, it is a pleasure to announce that the board has approved issue of bonus share at a ratio of 1:1. We look forward to your continued belief and support in our journey to achieve $1.5 billion by end of FY26. In summary, we continue to remain optimistic about our long-term growth prospects. In coming quarters, we will continue to have two tailwinds and one potential headwind. The tailwinds of multiple large deals that we talked about earlier and the pipeline that we have. The tailwind of Quant Systems acquisition and the logos that we got from them and the proposition that we have with them and the synergy benefits that we're driving through Quant. And the potential headwind is the softness of TMT vertical, which continued into Q2, but we're hoping that as we move forward, the spend pattern will resume in the TMT vertical as well. All in, I'm very excited. Sonatians are very excited to where we are in terms of our journey. We expect to stay in the top quartile performance fueled by strategic investments we have made in the business. Our focus on modernization with platformation at the core of our industry-leading approach is paying, winning large deals, and opening enterprise-grade logos. Thank you. With that, let me turn to Jagan for his comments on our financial performance. Jagan?
Thank you, Samir. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening all. We had another top echelon performance in this quarter, which is the industry leading in terms of revenue growth and in terms of the other aspects of the financial results also. Coming to this international business, the performance, we had a 4.6% quarter-on-quarter growth, which is on constant currency terms, it is 5.2% quarter-on-quarter growth and 5.7% in rupee terms. it is also reflecting about 40% year-on-year growth, and in rupee terms, it is 45.5%. We have consolidated EPS for the quarter is a 8.96 rupees per share, compared to 8.66 rupees per share last quarter. This is again continue to be a strong growth compared to the market situation at present. The ROCE for consol level stood at 31.1%, and for return on net worth was 34.5% for this quarter. The PAT grew for the quarter at 3.4% quarter on quarter and year on year 10.2%. The major reasons for the PAT movement has been given in the updated in the presentation. If there is any questions, we can cover that also. We have also given the gap of what is the amortization and interest that has come hit the P&L. This is for the further clarification on the questions that has been raised on the what is related to Quant acquisition and what was the other cost in there. Complete information has been provided for. We have also given the breakup of other income and forex for the reference of the investors. Coming to this this performance, domestic business has been continue to have a solid GC of 62.4 crores. This is about 0.9% quarter-on-quarter growth, but year-on-year very strong growth of 16.5%. Domestic PAT has grown by 0.7% quarter-on-quarter and 18.7% year-on-year. In the domestic business, as you know, there is a seasonal impact on this quarter, next quarter being the major quarter for them. In international business, other operating performance has been utilization has increased to 84.2% compared to 82.7%. We have added 4 new customers. Top 10 clients is 61% and clients greater than 1 million are 65 customers. TMT contributed 27%, retail manufacturing 36%, HLS at 11%, BFS at 21% and emerging 5%. The data constitutes 22% of the revenue and cloud is 39% of the revenue for us. The Q2 order booking stood at 1.24x, that is the book to bill, has been industry leading 1.24x of that. Our DSO continue to be very good. For international DSO has come down to 45 days compared to 46 days last quarter, and domestic DSO has come down to 35 days compared to 36 days last quarter. The headcount for the quarter end has moved from 6,666 in quarter to 6,494 for this quarter. In summary, we are very, very happy to, as mentioned by Samir, happy to announce 1:1 bonus shares for the shareholders, as well as we have declared ₹7 dividend for this interim dividend in this quarter also. We continue to perform very well, and also we want to thank the shareholders for their continued confidence. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Baidik Sarkar from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sunil Jagan. Good evening and congrats on a phenomenal quarter. Could you give us a flavor on how your large client is looking specifically? There was a sense of weakness the previous quarter. I understand there might have been some pullback, maybe led by the macros. How are you reading this specific engagement with Microsoft? Any flavor will help. Thank you. And also on the large deals, Sunil, sorry if I missed this in your opening comments. Have we added to this kitty? Did you say your pipeline is up 25% or was it the order book? Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Patrick. So two parts. I think on the large client, the spend pattern has resumed on newer areas, specifically around AI and GenAI, which is where bulk of our focus is and winning that business. We have, like we announced last time, we already have closed one deal with them on that in that area, and we continue to make progress on that. So in general, the market within the environment from a Microsoft perspective is looking up. Yesterday, the results were also pretty strong. So we believe that we will continue to grow back with them as they come out and start the spend pattern. So the future looks relatively strong as we move forward with them. So that's on Microsoft. On the large deal, Vedic, the large deal that we announced, the single large deal we announced, the $160 million deal, is fully ramped up now. What I talked about was the, in general, pipeline improvement that we have seen in the large deals. It's up by 25% quarter on quarter, and the total pipeline of all large deals put together.
Sure, thanks. In the domestic product business, I understand every now and then there will be a quarter of consolidation. So should we read Q2 as one of those quarters, or is there a caution in the demand ecosystem specifically? Any flavor from you or Mr. Mohanty or help?
Is it you want to take that, please?
Yeah. So if you see Q2 has always been, over the years, has been a little bit weak quarter for us because, a lot of these are large contracts, the way they have been structured across the quarters. That's how we have, Q2, Q4 is a little bit of issue as far as the numbers are concerned in terms of the top line. This is not an exact indication how the market is and how we're going to, from the profit point of view, how we're going to do quarter on quarter. This is just that historically, this quarter has been always like this from the revenue point of view.
So yeah, but getting into Q3, Sujit, should we expect a flush? There have been years in the past where a flush happens in Q3. I'm just trying to understand what your broad sentiment is.
Yeah, Q3 is a good quarter for us.
And then lastly, Jagan, on the margin front, is it fair to assume we'll hold these levels? I'm just trying to understand, how we read our investment levels into the business, given what our growth momentum is.
Yeah. This margin for international business or domestic business?
International.
Okay. International business, as we mentioned, we will continue to be at the lower 20s EBITDA, which is before forex and other income. We will continue to maintain that. Depending on the quarterly requirements and our investment plans, it can vary from quarter to quarter. The investments will continue in our focus areas where we have been announced already. So in the medium term, it will be only lower 20s of margin.
Okay, thank you, Jasmine. I'll come back with you for more. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mohit Jain from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. As a follow-up to the previous one, so when you say large yields ramp up, $160 million is completely built into revenues now. You also announced one large deal with TUI. So that part, should we expect to ramp up in second half, or that part is also built into the revenue?
No, that will continue to ramp up. That is early days of that ramp up right now. Part of it is already inside. Part of it will go into Q3, Q4, and some part of in Q1 as well.
So with that, what is the general outlook for second half? Like, I was initially anticipating a sharp ramp up in Q3 and Q4, given our deal signing. So is that the trajectory, or do you think the usual Q2 strong and Q3, Q4 a little on the slower side given furloughs and all? That's how we should look at Sonata International business.
Yeah, most we don't give quarterly guidance, but I think in general what you said, we will go in high teens this year. I think that's the trajectory we are on, and I think we're very confident, again organically, we're very confident of getting to the same trajectory during the course of the year. So yeah, the business momentum is pretty strong, as you can see this quarter, last quarter also, 4.6% reported currency. We expect to be in the same high teens growth by and by.
Understood. And last is on headcount reduction. Like, there was, I think, some reduction in the quarter, which was like we were expecting some addition given this ramp up, etc. So is there a quarterly aberration, or do you think headcount is something which may lag behind revenue?
No, it's a quarterly, not even aberration, it's a correction. If you recall, last quarter we had talked about we had fully ramped up for two large deals in the quarter, and they were in transition. So this quarter we had the benefit of having them give full quarter revenue, and hence it impacts the utilization as well favorably because those people were all billable this quarter. Secondly, this quarter also we could not hire in time for AI. We wanted to ramp up more, but just couldn't get that hiring done. So we are that full quarter impact will come into next quarter. So I think it's just a delayed hiring a little bit that happened for us this quarter. It will catch up in next quarter.
Q3, Q4, we should, when we look at the numbers, potentially you will start adding again.
Absolutely.
Perfect, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. We move on to our next question from the line of Mayank Babla from Enam AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on the great set of numbers. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just had one question, and this was around in this quarter we lost one senior talent to a peer. So I wanted to understand from you if there was any key man risk at all over there, and if yes, has it changed or derailed our vision of international revenues doubling in the next 4 years, or any sort of vision changes? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, so fair question. I think, yes, we had one senior exit, but like I always said, we have built an organization for scale, and you'll be delighted to know that we could fulfill that position from within. Anthony, who you met, has taken that as an additional responsibility. So as far as Sonata is concerned, onward and forward, we're moving forward and stronger. And I think we have enough leadership that we are building and have built that we feel, we can take the company to the goal that we have outlined for ourselves.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mihir Manohar from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead. Mr. Manohar, your line is unmuted. Please ask your question. Since there is no response, we'll move on to the next question. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We'll take our next question from Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Is it possible to give revenue and EBITDA for Quant System separately?
Difficult to disclose that because we are fully integrated at present, and there are quite a lot of cross-selling opportunities happening. So for the purposes of earn-out, we will have a financial, but it's difficult to publish it outside.
Okay. And sir, a lot of your large peers have given very cautious commentary due to recent macroeconomic and geopolitical situation. So are you experiencing any cautiousness on part of your clients? Are you experiencing any ramp downs or delays in project starts? So your comments will be highly useful, sir.
Yeah, Vipul, thanks. Look, the market, like I said at the beginning of my comments, the macroeconomic headwinds are still there. The tech spending is still low. So those situations are notwithstanding. As far as Sonata is concerned, I think our proposition around modernization engineering continues to resonate with the customers. Across verticals, we continue to see good demand build up. Our large deal pipeline is up. Our overall pipeline is up. The confidence in Sonata value proposition is quite high as far as we can see. Now, are there pockets where we see some softness? Yes, we see softness in high-tech industry. We've seen softness in two clients in healthcare in the most recent quarter. But those are isolated pockets of softness that you've seen. But in general, the overall momentum is looking pretty good as far as the industries and geographies we operate in, with the proposition that we operate in, Vipul.
And lastly, sir, Microsoft published results yesterday night only, and they are relatively very ahead in generative AI. And since you are their sole partner in India, so do you expect a comparative advantage from that relationship?
Yeah, so let me just qualify the question first. So we are not the sole partner for GenAI. We are the sole partner for the Fabric offering, which is a SaaS-based offering from India. So that's just one qualification. As far as GenAI is concerned, our proposition on Harmony.ai is resonating well with the customers, and that's what is reflecting in the multiple 70-odd client conversations that we've been involved in now to really take that proposition on. And that proposition, Vipul, candidly, is platform agnostic to some extent, because whether it's an LLM from Microsoft or any other partner, our offering is stand on top of these industry leading LLMs out there. So that's how we are seeing it, and we are very excited about the investment we made in Harmony.ai. We were probably one of the first ones to come out with the offering with the responsible first, and we continue to take that advantage ahead as we move forward. And the large deal we announced with another telecom companies has Harmony.ai as the base infrastructure to really drive automation using GenAI in that business operations area.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sami. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a next question from the line of Mihir Manohar from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sure. Thanks for giving the opportunity, and congratulations on great set of numbers. I mean, quite wonderful in this environment. Sir, largely wanted to understand on Harmony.ai. I mean, you mentioned that you are looking to have 20-25% of your revenue in the next 2 to 3 years from this particular offering. I know you provided one example of the telecom side. If you can provide some more examples as to what is the solution exactly that you are trying to target here, which are the areas which will be primary focus, that will be helpful. My second question was on the MS Fabrics. I mean, so MS Fabrics, are you the sole SI partner at the global level or at the Indian level? I mean, just wanted to have a clarification around that. And how important is this product? I mean, looks quite interesting. So how to understand business from MS Fabrics in the next 2 to 3 years? Just wanted to get an understanding around that. And my third question was on the deal wins. I mean, there are 3 large deals which were there. One, the $160 million, and please the another 2 which were there in 1Q. So you have provided clarity on 2 deals. I mean, is the third deal also ramping up as per the expectation? I mean, so just wanted to get the clarification around that. I mean, are all the deals ramping up as per expectation, or is there a slowness there in the ramp up itself? Yes, so those were the questions.
Yeah, so let me go in the reverse order, Mihir, so I can cover all the 3 parts. So the deal wins that we had, we are seeing ramp up as planned, and in some cases, slightly faster than planned. But not delayed at this point in time. So that's on the deal win side. All the deals that we have announced so far are moving as per the plan. On the second point on Fabric, they have 6 or 7 partners globally. Sonata is the only India-based SI, which is headquartered in India, in that list. Others, of course, are the general global partners that they have that is part of the list. We are excited with them in this partnership specifically because we are working with them to help them build a product, test a product, and so on and so forth. So we're really much ahead of the journey. Now, Fabric is really Microsoft's attempt to provide a SaaS-based offering on a data platform, SaaS-based data platform. So we believe that's a market that will keep growing for them as they launch the product in November. So this will give us some accelerated growth. Not in next 1 or 2 quarter, but I would think it will take about a year for it to really fully ramp up. But we are investing in the area where we believe the future investment, the future growth will come from. So that's on Fabric. On your point about Harmony.ai, our proposition is really simple, Mihir. We are not in the space of building an LLM. We have built a bunch of services, service delivery platforms, wrapper services, integration services around the LLMs which are there in the industry. to provide responsible first peace of mind to the customers. So give an example. If you're a healthcare company and you want to make sure that your data privacy is ensured of your consumers or your members, our wrapper services ensures that that we have built out. So anything which really provides responsible first from a consumer perspective, that they feel secure that their data, their information is not in wrong hands, is what we're really after as a proposition. So that's really what happened at AI is we're not competing with Google or Microsoft or any of these big tech companies. Our offering is really a bolt-on as a service offering, a service delivery platform, which augments to the capabilities of the native LLMs in a very simple way. I hope I answered all the three questions here.
Yeah, sure, sir. So that's helpful. And just two extensions. I mean, on the book-to-bill part, you mentioned 1.24 times is the book-to-bill. Is this book-to-bill X of the large deal wins? Because last time the number that you have given, it was X of large deals. This quarter, is it X of large deals or including large deals?
It's the same framework that we had last time. So same methodology what we explained last time here.
Sure. And just lastly, on the synergy pipeline of $150 million, which is there with Conn Systems, I understand it is difficult, but what can be the potential wins out of this? I just wanted to get an understanding on that.
So these are, in general, us taking Quant offerings into Sonata accounts is one part of it. As we know, Quant is very strong in data privacy area and enterprise data in general. Salesforce is a third area. So those offering into Sonata accounts is one part. The second part is to take broader capabilities of Sonata into the accounts that Quant had, which is the second dimension of it. And third is that in the newer clients, we are seeing some accelerated growth that either Quant could not have won alone or Sonata probably wouldn't have won alone. So we're seeing some deal build up in that area because of our joint proposition for our networking customers as well. So those are three broad areas where.
For sure, sir. That's it for my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Tushar Vavhal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the weakness in the Dynamics business. Anything to read into it? And my second question is, so what will be the average deal size for the 35 large pursuits which we are having in the pipeline? And my last question is related to travel vertical. So any outlook and what is the current size in the overall IT services business?
Yeah, sure, Tushar. So let's just talk about the first one, the Dynamics. I think we explained last quarter, the Dynamics, the Microsoft year turns over in June and July timeframe. So it takes us a quarter or two to build the pipeline and get the new projects going. So we're pretty confident that starting next quarter, or current quarter now, we will start to see uptick coming in the Dynamics business. So it's a seasonality effect that you see in the numbers that has probably hit us in last quarter. So we're not worried about the Dynamics. I think we'll be back to growth in the coming quarter onwards on Dynamics question. The second question was on the deal size. I think we've not been able to give a deal size. I know that's been a common ask. But think of these as multi-year contracts, Tushar, which are anywhere between high single-digit to multiple of double-digit million dollars of contract in multi-year. That's the range. It's a pretty broad range, so we can't give a singular number to you. But these are multi-year contracts which can only grow from there, because once you get into these digital programs and cloud transformation programs, you're there for the long haul. As far as the travel is concerned, I think the travel client that we have is doing well. We announced a deal last quarter also, and that ramp up is moving well. And we believe that it's time to come that business will continue to grow on us.
Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you, Rishabh.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. We have a question from the line of Sanjaya Satpati from Ampersand Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks a lot and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So can you just help me understand the EBITDA margin changes in this quarter compared to last year as well as year on year?
Jagan?
Yeah. So what is EBITDA margin changes from last quarter?
Yes, and the key positives and negatives, if you can just walk me through the bridge.
For the international business, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, international business, the major benefit for us is the large deal and the utilization both has improved for us, which is giving about 1.3% benefit to us. And operational improvement is about 80 bps for us. So this is like a total, so that's the movement from 21.1% to 23.1% in this quarter.
Okay. And any headwind on the staff cost issue that is over that was done in quarter one?
No, the headwind is at a PAT level on consolidated level. Although we had the operational improvements and the large deal were a tailwind, we had our tax cost going up because our ETR went up by 100 bps compared to last quarter. So that's the impact at the PAT level.
And why is that, sir?
That is because our ratio of on-site US revenue has gone up compared to previous year, and last quarter was the first quarter of consolidation. So we had the benefit of some carry forward losses in Quant in the earlier years. Now this quarter that benefit is not flowing through, hence our average rate in US tax rate is 26% compared to 25% in India. So our ETR has also gone up.
Understood. And so lastly, this amortization expense and this interest expense which is there, if you can just remind like for how long this amortization will continue, and I can see that your debt level has come down even this quarter, even though you might not have paid for the bond deal. So are we going to see some moderation in interest costs from here on?
No, there are three elements to that amortization which we have given in the presentation we will be uploading now. That will have all the details of the amortization and interest. There are three components to it. One is the regular bank interest, loan interest. That will be coming down once the loan is repaid anytime. The second is about there are some unwinding of interest. It is an accounting standard requirement for the deferred payments. So when I pay the deferred payments this year, it will substantially come down. And when I pay the next year, it will fully get knocked off. But amortization of intangibles is a little longer tenure. As per the Ind AS, which is equivalent to IFRS, you have to make an assessment of the life, and the life normally varies from 7 to 10 years. So that's a little longer amortization.
Understood. So if I can just basically overall, you have about some 23 crore of such expenses overall this, on a quarterly basis, right, sir?
Mm, correct. You're right.
Yeah. And will that come down to somewhere around 12-15 crore next year by this time in the quarterly basis, and further reduction in the subsequent year to negligible
level? Yeah, in that interest and the interest, unwinding of interest, these two constitute almost like a 17 crores out of the 33 crores.
And that will go away by this time next year?
By next year, yes.
Yeah. And so, while you are showing such a strong growth in your revenue, your headcount has come down a bit, and you are again looking at a pretty decent amount of growth, it looks like, because of large electrical. So are you, is it a bit of an aberration, this headcount reduction, that and it will keep on, it will start improving from next quarter, or how should we want to look at it?
So that's what Samir explained, no, earlier question, that our large deal, the revenue ramp up and the earlier investments have been closed in this quarter, and also we couldn't complete the our investment in AI is continuing, but we couldn't complete the hiring in this quarter. That's the reason why this has happened in this quarter. We'll continue to invest on AI in future.
Okay, okay. But still your headcount will go up because the hiring which you could not complete this quarter will happen by next quarter or something.
Okay. We continue to focus on hiring investments in AI, and wherever the business requirement based on that, our hiring will continue. It has nothing to do with anything related to the opportunity that comes up.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Santosh Kumar Keshri from Keshri Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my question. So my question was that though we can see that there's a good increase in the revenue year on year as well, but there's a degrowth quarter on quarter. But what we can see is that there's a huge increase in the employee cost. It has gone up almost by 50% year on year. And that's the reason the PAT is not so much moved. It is hardly up by 10-odd%. So what's the reason that we have such a great increase in the employee cost? Is this because of new acquisition or there is some other reason? I just want to understand more in detail.
No, what cost is that? I couldn't hear that.
The employee cost has gone up from 222 crore in quarter 2 of 22 to 339 crore in quarter 2 of 23. And this is for
domestic business you are talking about.
No, I'm talking about consolidated financials.
Consolidated? What cost? I didn't get that.
Employee benefit expenses.
Employee benefit expenses. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The number of
employees 50% increase, sir.
Yeah. Employee benefits, the number of employees have also gone up. And there were salary increase in January as well as in the month of April last year. And the demand was actually very high last year. So the average cost also went up during this 1 year. The market situation has changed only in the last two quarters. And before that, the situation was remained very volatile for us. With the market demand was high. So that's the reason why the cost has gone up.
Okay. So what is the employee turnover now in the recent quarter, in the just closing quarter, if you can just share that number?
Attrition, we had about 16.1% in this quarter.
Okay. So that's mostly large in the industry peer, even larger peers have the same attrition. So can we expect the employee benefit expenses to go down or it will stay at the same level for future?
I don't think it will go down, but the dramatic increase may or may not happen in this coming years, the coming next few quarters, couple of quarters.
Okay, okay. So, sir, just one more question. Then, are we getting the better pricing for the new contract, or the pricing pressure is still persist? And as you can see, that there is a chance of recession in advanced economies. So it could be that the pricing may not have pricing power, much pricing power. What's your view?
There is.
Let me take that question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jacob, please go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
I mean, go ahead, Samir. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think that let's to clarify a few points before we answer your last question, Santosh. So our revenue is up on international level, which is what we monitor. Y on Y as well as quarter on quarter quite significantly. We talked about the numbers earlier. You know, Y on Y is 40% up and quarter on quarter is 4.6% up. The domestic business, we don't track revenue, Santosh, because it's a gross contribution business. So we don't track the revenue really as far as our performance measures are concerned. Point number two, our EBITDA for international business this quarter is 23.3% or 2%. So it's above 23%. Which has really improved in the last two, three quarters, and it is pretty much what it used to be two, three, four quarters back also. So our EBITDA performance is high. As far as PAT is concerned, that is low because of the amortization and interest that, you know, Sanjay also asked about because of the acquisition that we've done. So that's the three, four parts to keep in mind. Now, coming back to your question, specifically on pricing, We are not seeing any pricing pressure. I think our pricing is pretty solid and holding up. Of course, there are some pockets in one or two clients that can always happen, but in general, our pricing is pretty solid. In fact, Even in the most recent quarter, we got some price increases also. So it's not a big concern in our mind, at least at this point in time.
Okay. Okay. Thanks so much for answering my queries.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have our next question from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes. So this question is from Mr. Jagan. He has already clarified, but I'm not able to understand. So this finance cost of 20 crores means what it relates to? I think we are net cash. We have net cash on the balance sheet. So would you explain it again, Mr. Jagan, please?
Yeah. Okay. So when we acquired Quant, we have borrowed about $55 million in US. That was because of some operational issues with RBI and the money transfer. We have explained that time. So there is an interest cost of that is also there, which is resulting in about 6.5 crores to 6.75 crores of cost every quarter. And we have there is an interest what for future payments. It's that they have an earn out in the next 2 years to be paid, one in March 24, one in March 25, and one in August 25. So they, as per the accounting standard, it's called unwinding of interest. We have to accrue some interest cost for the deferred payment and bring it to the current value when I am capitalizing that. So that has an impact, unwinding of interest has about 11 crores, 10.75 to 11 crores impact every quarter. So that's
every
what
quarter.
I every quarter, correct.
And six and a half crores for that 55 million. So roughly around 18, 19 crores it works out, right?
17, roughly around 17 crores of impact will be there in every quarter.
And that will go away almost approximately this time next year. Is that understanding correct, sir?
No, it will go away as the interest once the loan is repaid, which we are planning to do sometime in the next year. Then we have this interest unwinding of interest will happen, will reduce substantially after the first time payment in March 24 and substantially reduce after March 25 payment. But finally go with the August 25 payment whenever we are paying him in August of 2025.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sameer Bir for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, operator, and thank you for all of you for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and your questions today, and look forward to talking to you in a quarter again. And thanks for your support for Sonata. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all. Thank you.
On behalf of Sonata Software Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.